it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in the classroom, hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns and inward, going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him. Well, like you, we're back here partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle albums.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time, and me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
But since you want to help, maybe you can help me, okay? You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict? Yeah, and where we failed to achieve victory. How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the first brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River?
All right, I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Oh, yeah, by request, the legendary Sam Kinison. Yeah, they were saying on my one of my last speeches, I got a little Sam Kinison preachy. And I can do the Sam Kinison preacher, and I can feel the power of Jesus. How's that? I don't know. We'll see. It gets a little crazy at Hempfest sometimes, but I tell you, it's like a big family reunion. It's huge. It's like, I have so much fun doing it. And I see all the people that, you know, you don't get to see all the time from all around the country. They make their way to Seattle Hempfest. Follow me, Radical Russ, on Periscope if you want to catch some of the highlights, because I'm going to be sending those across through my cell phone, given how, you know, if I've got the bandwidth, if I've got the battery, but we'll do the best we can. And I've got a loaded schedule, man. You got to see it. Check out 420radio.org. I'll be walking and walking and walking to catch a lot of luminaries and get their speeches archived for 420 Radio. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, let's help the Kurds. Kiss my ass. Help the American farmer. Fuck the Kurds. Help Willie Nelson. Gonna help anybody. Help Willie Nelson. Fuck the Kurds. Poor Willie. $17 million. $17 million in back taxes. See, the problem was he thought he owed Texas. That's why I do that party every year. That July 4th party for free. He's like, come on down. Woo! It's Willie's party. Woo! Woo! Everything's free. Come on. Come on down. Come down to Willie's Texas. Have it 4th of July party. Woo! And then the government showed up. No. No, you don't owe taxes. You owe taxes. Like, what? What are you talking about? I thought they owe taxes. No, you owe taxes, Willie. $17 million. Oh, fuck, man. Shit, I do that party every year for free. God damn it. Oh, yeah, he doesn't even sing the way anymore. He doesn't sing the same way anymore. He doesn't sing the same way. He's out there going, on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Playing music with my friends. He's a bitter fucking guy now. It's Texas, not Texas West.
Jive, marry, grifo, grass, hay. Technically, it's cannabis sativa, the common name, marijuana. She has found a crutch to see her through her difficulties instead of facing up to them and coping with them. And in time, she may be ready to try something different, something better.
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
I'm Radical Russ Belville, and you're listening to 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Marijuana may be legal in some states, but it is still very difficult to advertise. Legal marijuana states have strict guidelines about where marijuana ads may be placed. 420 Radio provides advertisers a marijuana-related on-demand platform skewed toward older adults that meets Colorado and other legal states' advertising restrictions. Visit 420radio.org/advertise to learn how you can place web ads that are immune to ad block software and audio ads heard live on 420 Radio and stored permanently in the enormously popular Russ Belville Show podcast. 420 Radio is heard by legions of dedicated fans who make up the activist leadership and entrepreneurial base of serious marijuana law reformers. Our audience is older, better educated, and more financially secure than most marijuana-related media can boast. Learn more at 420radio.org/advertise.
The Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference is happening September 12th and 13th at the Hilton in downtown Portland. Hi, I'm Alex Rogers, and I hope you'll take advantage of this amazing opportunity to learn the latest business and legal information concerning cannabis commerce in Oregon in 2015 and beyond. Check out OMMBC.com right now for early bird pricing because we're likely to sell out. That's OMMBC.com, the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference.
Yeah, there we go. That's the legendary Pony Boy with Los Marihuanos. I wonder if we'll see Pony Boy up at Seattle Hemp Fest this year. It's always good to see Pony. So we've got plenty of stuff coming up here for the Seattle Hemp Fest. Check out 420radio.org for the full schedule. I'm excited to see a lot of these bands, one of which, oh my goodness, Witchburn is performing 4 o'clock Saturday, I think it is. And follow me on Periscope, Radical Russ, and get a load of Witchburn at 4 o'clock Pacific. My goodness, if I remember correctly, female lead guitar player, heavy metal band, and really rocking, really good band. Herb Thrasher and I caught them at one of their gigs up here in Portland, and they were just wonderful. Just loved seeing them. We're also going to be seeing Sin Circus. Who else is on the agenda? Gebular. All sorts of bands that we play on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour that I've actually really come to enjoy. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be a lot of people to run into. I don't know if Coral Reefer's making her way up there, but Ngaio Bilim will be there, and we'll be bringing you Ngaio's comedy show. They've tried comedy in the past with different comedians, and really the only comedian who gets how to do a stoner crowd, because most comedians perform in bars, right? A two drink minimum, right? And performing for people that are drunk is different than performing for people that are stoned. And nobody does it better than Ngaio Bilim. So we will be at his comedy show at the Hemposium stage. And we'll stream that as best we can on Periscope as well, if you want to see that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's 1:40 p.m. on Sunday, Ngaio's comedy show. But yeah, lots of great bands that we're going to check out. On Friday at 3, there's a band called Samson Gets Me Lifted, and I can't wait to see Samson Gets Me Lifted. If you don't know the reference, that's from the 1996 movie Half Baked. Samson was the drug dealer that, Dave Chappelle played both characters, right? But Samson was the drug dealer supplying the protagonist in the movie, and his name is Samson. And Samson had all these crazy made-up videos on MTV in the movie, and one of them was called Samson Gets Me Lifted. So that's a really obscure name for a band. I can't wait to see what they're like. Also, we'll get to hear from Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman from Orange County, California, Republican. This is his, third, fourth time speaking at Seattle Hemp Fest. He always comes up and gives a good speech. Be nice to hear from him, especially with all of the progress that's been made in marijuana legalization over, since we last saw from the congressman. So looking forward to that. There's Allison Holcomb will be on the agenda. We'll have her speech from the McWilliam stage on Friday. Our friend Lori Duckworth at the main stage, noon on Friday. Herb Thrasher is speaking at 6:45 on the McWilliam stage on Friday. And then Friday night, they have this great speaker social and VIP party. And it will be a lot of fun, a lot of people there. I will do as much periscoping as I can, getting people involved, giving you an inside look at the speaker social and VIP party. And then on Saturday, if you're going to be up early at 11 a.m., from 11 to 12:30, there are two panels that I'm going to be periscoping. At 11 o'clock, Canna Bigotry. We legalized, why are we still fighting? That's going to feature Dominic Corva, Leland Berger, Allison Holcomb, Stephanie Viskovich, Charlo Green from Alaska, the news anchor who quit, and Sid Maurer, the Eugene, Oregon woman who was fired as a news anchor for her positive marijuana test. That panel is followed by Hemp on the Horizon, Latest Developments, Donnie Wertschafter, Joy Beckerman Marr, Dave Sieber, Courtney Moran, and Ben Droz. You're going to learn everything you ever wanted to know about industrial hemp. But now, let's go back to Seattle Hemp Fest and my speech on legalization.
Our next speaker is the host of the Russ Belleville Show on National Cannabis Radio, your 24-hour source for cannabis news and opinion on NCR420.com. He is a frequent contributor to High Times Magazine, Alternet, and Huffington Post, and worked for 7 years with Normal. Give it up for Radical Russ Belleville! Hey everybody, hey HempFest, how you doing? Yeah. You people over there, how you doing? Doing good? How about over there, you guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's great to be at HempFest. I've been speaking here at HempFest for years now, and one of the things I'm kind of known for is when I hear things against marijuana, you heard them, right? The stupid lies that they tell, the misstatements, the way fabricated stories of how the sky is going to fall. I have to go against drug czars. I have to go against cops. I have to go against all these people that hate marijuana. And, you know, what gets frustrating is now I'm having to do that with people that like marijuana. Because there are some things that we say when we're talking about passing legalization that just aren't true. Some things we say that just aren't true. Like, this legalization isn't good enough. I'd really like to legalize, but this, it's got some stuff in it I don't like. It's not perfect. I don't like this legalization. We'll just do it next year. We'll just do it next year. We'll do a much better thing. It'll be much better next year. Well, let me give you some truth on that. Let me give you some facts on that. The war on drugs in the modern era, as established by Richard M. Nixon, has lasted for 42 years. In those 42 years, there have been 21 congressional election years. That's the every even year when they do congressional elections, right? There are 24 states in the United States where they have the right to do initiative petitioning, right? In 26 states, they can't do a petition and get signatures and change a law. Only 24 states have that right. 24 states and 21 congressional elections equals 504 chances to get marijuana legalization on the ballot, except for the fact that Mississippi didn't have that right for 20 of those years. So take away 10 of them. That makes 494 possible times a state could put legalization on the ballot. You know how many times it's been on the ballot in 42 years? 8. In 494 possible tries, marijuana legalization has been on the ballot 8 times in just 5 states. 5 out of those 24 states that could do it, only 5 have had the chance, and each time, all 8 of them have failed. All 8 attempts at marijuana legalization have failed. You only need to look back 2 years to Prop 19 in 2010. And I heard the same kind of scares. Oh my God, if we pass this, terrible things will happen. We'll do something better next election. Guess what kind of legalization California is voting on this year? None. So when someone says, oh gee, we can just try something again next year, don't believe that. This is very difficult. In 42 years of drug war, Washington State has gotten legalization on the ballot once. And I know plenty of people, very well-intentioned people, people that want your freedom just as bad as I do, have tried for years to get it on the ballot, and it has not happened. So if you get a chance to vote on legalization, you do it for the people in the 26 states that don't have the right to put it on the ballot. You put it, do it for the people in the other 21 states that have the 17 states that had the right but didn't get the chance. You got to make the most of your opportunities. Now, another thing I'd like to bring up is definitions of words. I'm very cool with having debates and discussions with people about things we disagree with. I got no problem with that. But while you are entitled to your own opinion, you are not entitled to your own facts. And the one fact I would like to get across in this is the definition of the word legalization versus the definition of the word decriminalization. Some people are talking about the initiative that's on the ballot to be decriminalization. It's not real legalization. It's not actual legalization. So I went to the dictionary and I looked up legalization, and very simply put, legalization is the process, not the result, the process of making something legal. Decriminalization is merely erasing criminal penalties for doing something naughty, but it's still something naughty. I live in a decriminalized state of Oregon, decriminalized. Still, if I get caught with less than an ounce of weed, I get a ticket up to $500. I get my driver's license suspended for 6 months, whether I was driving or not. And I gotta go to classes, I gotta take maybe, you know, all sorts of things that can happen, even though it's decriminalized. Decriminalization is still a penalty. It's just not a crime. Legalization, on the other hand, no fines, no tickets, no arrests, no warrants, no records, nothing. Legalization means it's legal. Legalization means if I'm in my house smoking a joint and a cop knocks on the door and I answer the door with the joint in my mouth, we have a conversation, he goes away without taking me with him, that's legalization. What some people are confusing is legalization with freedom. Freedom is the state we wish to get to by passing legalizations over time. It will take a lot of steps to get us there. You don't build it overnight. Prohibition wasn't built overnight. We're not going to tear it down overnight. It's going to take some steps to get there. So don't confuse legalization with freedom. Freedom means, yeah, I can grow all the weed I want, anytime I want, anywhere I want, smoke it how I like, share it with my friends, sell it in a business. Yeah, that's freedom. I want that too. But we don't get there without taking the first step. You don't make a journey of a mile without taking the first step. Please, Washington State, join me in the state of Oregon and join my friends in the state of Colorado in the first year where there's been 3 states voting on legalization, and let's get the trifecta. Let's get the hat trick. Let's pass legalization. thank you, Radical Russ. What a radical idea to actually try to change the laws and actually...
Sorry, I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
All right, it's 4:20 on Hempfest Eve. Enjoying listening to these older speeches. It's so weird to have to motivate a crowd at a Hempfest to vote for legalization. Check me out on Periscope, Radical Russ. I'll be periscoping my speeches as I give them. That ought to be interesting. Stick around. Groovin' Thursday, Daily Toker Tune is next.
Hey, Miss Jill, TGA Genetics Weed Nerd. Watch replay at 420radio.org.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together. So let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes. The best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for our Daily Toker Tunes 420 break on this Hempfest Eve. And just remember, I won't be here tomorrow, Friday, for a live show, but you'll hear a replay of this show. So if you missed the first part of it, you'll catch the first part of it tomorrow on 420 Radio. Also, Herb Thrasher's show will be a replay of last week's show, interview with Steve Funn, and a preview of some of the bands that we'll be recording at Seattle Hemp Fest. So check that out. That's coming up tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific. Tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific, you got Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. So check that out. Replay of last week's funk, and then Friday night, 10 o'clock live. You want to catch the new version of Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. But for our Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tune, we are going to go right into some real heavy duty weed smoking music. This is Wiz Khalifa and Currency with Rollin' Up.
Chest, nigga, now we're heaven, we been, yeah. Up to the chest, nigga, now we're heaven, we been, yeah. Up to the chest, nigga, now we're heaven, we, yeah. And I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low, and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stash it for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah, and I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stash it for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah, Jets nigga, as if I had to say it. Spitter in the middle, every favorite bad bitches playlist. iTunes banging from my hotel room, nothing but beats, bitch. Fuck it, when I die, I can sleep, bitch. My mama need a bigger crib, so I need this money, Jake. King Kong ain't got shit on me. My face is a coupon, I don't know them, but they know me. Bitches pitch it like pitchers, but I'm smart, not a wild swinger. Careful what I'm hitting. Burners in the sofa cushion, careful where you sitting. Ain't into nothing crazy, keep it for them crazy niggas. G-Fizz, fly, holla, Edwiz, catch the Steelers. Smelling like high times at the 50-yard line. Usher's bugging, wanna check our tickets. And I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stashing for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah, and I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stashing for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah,
and
yeah,
my nigga, the plane's back, getting full off of dinner, but save scraps. Never know when a rainy day may have. Peeing pictures out of my life and bitches, I tailor gang nap. Me and Spitter spend a grand at the bar, buying drinks for my niggas. Hoes selling they soldiers to be with us on the road with winners, champions. Riding smoking weed to myself, the only reason they stress, cause I'm on a level you can't be in. And I flick a middle finger to fake friends. We live like when the loyalty's strong, you can't bend. We the planes and all of my niggas stamped in. Billionaire clothes out in Vegas, fucking millionaire hoes. I'm in the air solo, you know we're near close. Wouldn't have took the road this young and hair chose. Smoking it by the O.
And I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stashing for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah, and I'ma keep rolling up, putting the weed low and the police is rolling up. Fool, all I know is go on, let them haters slow me up. Stashing for my unborn, they ballin' when they old enough. Yeah.
.buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific for Cultural Baggage, podcasting at drugtruth.net. Pioneering marijuana radio activist Dean Becker continues his illustrious career, interviewing reform luminaries on his Century of Lies and Cultural Baggage shows from Pacifica's KPFT in Houston. Check our online listings for Cultural Baggage with Dean Becker from drugtruth.net.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane.
With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Coming back with some Wiz Khalifa too. Very nice. Welcome back. It's 4:30 here in the Pacific time zone. I'm Radical Russ, just getting ready to go up to Seattle Hemp Fest. I'm catching a train in like 2.5 hours. Making my way up the Puget Sound. Gonna debark at the King Street Station later tonight. And looking forward to Hemp Fest tomorrow. Getting started nice and early. Be at the park probably around 11. Check in, do all that kind of stuff. The schedule's up on 420 Radio, and the other home base at Seattle Hemp Fest is Herb Age Designs, longtime supporter, Herb Thrasher's company. And Herb Age Designs is booth number 425, so it's just near to 420, right? And it's on the sound side, so it's on the water side, and it's looking up at the main stage, right? So it's pretty easy to find it. He's got some tall flags that he gets set up there too. It's just a little bit down from away from the main stage from like normal and high times. So if you found normal, just keep going. You'll find Herb Age Designs. And what's cool is Herb's got his little 10x10, tent set up with all his sails. But behind it, he's got this tarp that he sets up. So it's kind of this nice little lean-to, if you will, on the rocks on Puget Sound. So we got a place to hang out and chill. So the times that we're not running around getting footage and such, that's where you can find us, is at the Herb Age Designs number 425 booth at Seattle Hemp Fest. Follow me at Radical Russ on Twitter and on Periscope. You'll get all my updates, the where and the when and the what's happening from Seattle Hemp Fest. All right, let's go back to Seattle Hemp Fest. This is a speech that I call the STFU speech. I think it was 2011. Maybe not, but let's take a look.
But if you don't, you ought to do it, man. You ought to go to normal.org and check it out. Maybe there's probably has its own URL by now because they got everything totally together. My next brother I'm bringing up here is not only the voice of normal, the voice of the National Organization for the Four Marijuana Laws, which is, radio free marijuana as far as anybody's concerned. He's also been a musician up here on this very stage. His name is Russ Belleville, and I'm going to come up here. He's going to spill his guts with some freedom talk for you because the guy knows what he's talking about, what he's talking about. And he's also got the coolest belt buckle anybody I've ever seen.
Hey, Hempfest, how you doing? Hey, does freedom feel good or what? Is this awesome or what? I love each and every one of you, and I see a whole lot of young faces out in this crowd. And with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, I host Normal Show Live. It's our live daily talk radio program. Rush Limbaugh and all those guys talking about, who cares? Well, we got talk radio for us. Talk radio for tokers. We talk about marijuana. We talk about legalizing marijuana. We talk about industrial hemp. And we got a ton of flyers. We'll be passing them around all through Hemp Fest. So check it out and visit us at the Normal booth. And while I'm here looking at so many young faces with Normal, one of the things that we like to do is to help young people stay out of jail. Because cops are out there and they're looking for you. And the war on drugs and the war on marijuana is primarily a war against young people. 1 out of 3 people between the ages of 18 and 25 will consume cannabis this year. 1 out of 8 will consume every day. Are you 1 of 8? Should you go to jail for that? So I only have a little bit of time here, and I know you probably went to public school, and they don't teach a whole lot of the Constitution and your rights and how to deal with cops and that kind of stuff when you're in high school. I know they didn't when I was in high school. So I thought I'd come up with a nice, simple, short, easy, internet-friendly, Twitterable way for you guys to remember the most important thing when dealing with a police officer. You guys all on the Twitter and doing the chat and all that texting stuff, you got all those LOLs and LMs.
LMFAOs and all that. I got one for you that's going to help you when you're dealing with a police officer. It's very simple, and I got some friends that are going to show you how to do this. First of all, Yellowwanna Cake from yellowwannacake.com. Come on out here with the first letter. And then next, we've got our letter, a.k.a. Pookie. She came in from Ohio to join you today. We got Phil coming in from Portland, Oregon with the third letter. And then Wiz Calico. Wiz Calico, my friend, my intern. This is the simple acronym that helps you remember what to do when you're confronted by a police officer. Now, I know you young people probably know what it is, but there's older folks like me out there that may not know what it is. So I'd like you to help me help them understand what this means. So on the count of three, we're going to shout it all together. You ready? One, two, three. Oh, dear. That wasn't, I'm in trouble now. No, could you guys turn that around? Flip those over if you would. No, it's stop talking in front of uniforms. I can't believe your filthy mouths. What would your parents think? Stop talking in front of uniforms. You ready? One, two, three. Some of you did one, some of you did the other, but you know what? It's all the same. Stop talking in front of cops, because guess what, folks? Cops can lie to you. They can lie to you. Just show me the weed and everything will go a whole lot easier. Yeah, easier for them because they don't have to prove you committed a crime. You made their job incredibly easy. Officer Donut Stuffer loves it when you tell him that you're smoking pot. So when the cop pulls you over, and he says, excuse me, son, excuse me, ma'am, you've been smoking pot tonight? What do you do? What do you do? When a cop comes knocking on your door saying, wow, this sure is a loud party. You ain't got any drugs and there ain't nothing going on. Can I come into your house? What do you say? When the cop's pulled you over and he says, oh, you know, you're going to have to let us search your car or else we're going to bust your windows. We're going to take you in. It's going to be really difficult. The dogs will come. They'll tear up your car. What do you do? That's right. Learn your rights. I encourage all of you to check out normal.org. Also check out a thing called Flex Your Rights. FlexYourRights.org. It has this little 45-minute movie. There's three 15-minute scenes. One is young people like you getting pulled over in a car. Another one is young people like you being pulled over on the street. And a third one is young people like you at a house party. And it shows you how not to talk to the cops the wrong way. And then it shows you how to talk to them the right way that'll help you stay out of jail. Check it out. FlexYourRights.org. Normal.org is our website. Live.normal.org to check out my show. I'm Radical Russ. Give me a hand for all my friends up here and have yourselves a wonderful Hemp Fest and enjoy the Cottonmouth Kings. We'll see you later.
Yeah, speaking from the main stage in 2011 prior to the Cottonmouth Kings playing, so the crowd was huge. Fast forward now 2 years, it's 2013 and I-502 has passed. We're going to do the 2013 speech at the McWilliams stage.
Hey Hemp Fest, how we doing? How's freedom feel? Smells pretty good. You guys are great. I'm so glad we're here to celebrate the victory that we had in the election. People worked hard to change the laws so that the adult possession of an ounce of marijuana is legal. Not decrim, not a fine, not something the cops can harass you over. And you gotta see how much of an impact that has made across the country. I have put 60,000 flight miles on this year alone, traveling across this country, doing my show at 420radio.org. And what I've learned is that this war isn't over, it's just begun. And when we're in a fight against prohibition and against the government that has lied to us and against the police and the DEA that have spied on us and have kept us down and taken our children and shot our dogs and taken our homes and our money and put us in cages for profit, then it's not time to rest. We have poked the bear in the eye and he's upset. There's private prison companies right now that are very upset about passing Washington and Colorado's legalization measures. They're very upset about looking at Alaska and Oregon to legalize in 2014. They're not too happy about the prospects of California and Vermont and Rhode Island and Maine and all these states falling one by one by one as the wall of prohibition comes down. And you started it. You pushed out that first brick. But in this war, we have to get armed. And whether you like it or not, some of the older listeners out there, you remember the draft. You all were drafted in 1970 when Richard Nixon declared war on you as a cannabis consumer. When they say war on drugs, folks, it ain't war on drugs. It's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs. That's what the war is on, and you've been drafted in that war. And as a soldier in the war on drugs, to fight back, you got to arm yourself with knowledge, with education. And that's what we do at 420radio.org. We are 24 hours a day. You can get us on TuneIn.com, your TuneIn app, iTunes, YouTube, Ustream, Stitcher. Look for 420 Radio. Look for Radical Rush. You'll find us. We're always there to bring you education because we have podcasts not just from the West Coast. We got podcasts coming at you from Texas, from Britain, from Spain, from all over the world, so that you get perspective on what's going on in this war. Because this war is still going on, and people are still getting hurt. Just this past couple of weeks, I've had to do some stories in my headline news that just make me cringe to think if this happened to my mom or my niece. In Texas, two women were driving one night when the cops pulled them over, suspected of throwing something out the window, allegedly littering. And on the dash cam, you see as they get them out of the car and they say, well, who's smoking marijuana? Your car smells a lot like marijuana. Who's got the marijuana? Neither one of them are like, well, we don't smoke pot. This is our friend, my boyfriend's car. We just borrowed it. We don't know what's going on. And on the dash, they have these two women outside in the middle of the street, you know, freeway, road, whatever, highway, you know, in Irving, Texas, I believe it was, called a female trooper in to do a body cavity search on the side of the road. It's right there on the dash cam as the female trooper puts on a little glove, snap, snap, put on the glove, reach down the front of the woman's pants, feel around, is there any marijuana there? Reach down the back, is there any marijuana there? No, no. Send her aside, bring in the other woman on dash cam, reach down, any marijuana there? Reach down, any marijuana there? You may have noticed I didn't change gloves. Neither did the trooper. Same glove, both women, body cavity searches, side of the road, because they smelled pot that they did not have. That's the kind of things that happen as marijuana is still illegal, it's still contraband, and I kept trying to tell people how important this was last year. That decrim's great, medical's great, these are good steps forward, but you gotta have it not be contraband. It has to be something that cops can't mess with you. And when states across this country, because I've been this year to Texas and Florida and Georgia, I've been all over, and when they saw the highlight, this made national news, of the Washington cops detraining the drug dogs to not sniff pot, people around the country just lit up. They're like, oh my God, do you know what a drug dog means in Georgia? That means some prison time's coming. And here you're teaching them not to sniff pot. Give yourselves a hand for that. Yeah. Drug dogs that don't sniff pot. Yeah. And the war is still going on in the case of Child Protective Services. This is one of the ways they fight against our activists. I have a very good personal friend named Lindsay Reinhart, who was supposed to be speaking at Seattle Hemp Fest, but she couldn't because of her circumstance. She's in Boise, Idaho, my home state, where it's very, very red, very, very conservative. The legislature in Idaho, get this, actually had a vote to say, we will never, ever, in any way whatsoever, for any reasons whatsoever, legalize marijuana. It's already illegal in Idaho, right? They just had a vote to say, well, damn it, it's gonna be illegal forever, damn it. Because of all the states around them. They can see Oregon and Washington legalize, and they can see Montana, they can see Nevada, they can see California. They know they're a little island of ignorance being trapped there. And Lindsay Reinhart, my friend, has multiple sclerosis, and she stood up to fight. And she stood up to petition with the Idaho Medical Choice Act to get signatures, to get medical marijuana in Idaho. So what did they do? They manufactured a reason for the cops to come over, to come in for a well child visit, and to take her children away. Ages 6 and 10. She was in the wilderness in Idaho at the time. She couldn't get the text messages of the babysitter frantically saying, oh my God, the cops are here, they're taking your kids. She comes out of the mountains to get these text messages. Your kids are being taken away by the police. And they have effectively forced her to move out of Idaho into Oregon, where she can treat her multiple sclerosis, where she's not a criminal for being sick and trying to use the best herbal, the best medication, forget about herbal, best medication she can find. This is the war that's still going on. So don't relax that, oh man, I can smoke now, it's all legal. That just means we just started, people. This is just the beginning. We've got to take this wave of legalization. We've got to spread it south to Oregon in 2014. I ain't waiting until 2016. We got to bring it to California in 2016. We got to spread it westward, eastward. We got to take it through all of the United States so all of our brothers and sisters can be free, so that nobody is ever persecuted for growing, selling, or using marijuana ever again in the United States. And our grandchildren look back at this era and they go, what? You used to do what to people who used cannabis? Yeah. Can you see that future?
Yeah.
Do you want that for your grandchildren?
Yeah.
Then keep doing what you're doing. Keep celebrating. Keep standing strong. Keep using cannabis. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't let anyone put you down. Find some activists that are doing good work and get them some money. They can really use some help. And I'll give you one last thing to educate yourself. Is I've got some great friends I'm working with, the National Cannabis Coalition, and they've got some great knowledge, great writers, Doug Fine, myself, Anthony Johnson, daily bringing you the stories and the education you need. You can get on your cell phones and just text NCC, like National Cannabis Coalition, NCC, to 420-420. You can remember that, right? 420-420. NCC to 420-420. They'll get you signed up to the newsletter. You'll get my radical rants, my twice weekly column, where we tear apart the prohibitionists, we give you the facts to end the drug war, and we throw these prohibitionist bastards out of office and get ourselves some freedom for this whole country. Are you with me on that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. I'm Radical Russ, 420radio.org.
Continue the conversation with Radical Russ online. Visit RadicalRuss.com and email RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
Science. Hey, thanks for sticking around. Just unwinding and getting in the Seattle Hemp Fest mode. Listening to some of my speeches from years gone by. This is my 10th year at Hemp Fest, and I believe the 10th year I've spoken at Hemp Fest. This is my 12th year going to HempFest, because I went in 2004, but I believe 2006 was the first time I spoke. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll Periscope as much of it as I can. I'll record a whole lot. Plus, behind-the-scenes interviews with people. It'll be great. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. More HempFest speeches coming up.
This is Joy Beckerman-Maher, and you're listening to 420radio.org.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
That's the kind of funk you're going to get tonight at 8 p.m. on Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. And the live spin happens Friday nights at 10 p.m. Make sure you check that out. And close things out with a couple more from HempFest 2012. me backstage with Rick Steves on the eve of passing America's first marijuana legalization. And one of my earliest HempFest speeches, I believe, from 2011. So thanks for joining us, and I'll see y'all up in Seattle HempFest.
All right, we're here with Rick Steves, who's a major proponent of Washington's Initiative 502. And Rick, how's your HempFest so far?
Loving it. I was in Europe 2 days ago. There's only one thing I'd fly home from Europe for, and that's HempFest.
Oh, yeah. And so when you describe this to people in Europe, do they get a feel for what this festival is like?
This festival?
Yeah. Do they believe it? I mean,
you know, it's sort of legendary. 100,000 people or whatever it is getting together. I don't know if there's anything like that in Europe. On the other hand, in Europe, it's not. They don't understand what the big deal is because they don't have 80,000 people in jail.
Right.
I mean, in the Netherlands, marijuana, they haven't arrested a pot smoker for 25 years, and most Dutch people have never smelled marijuana. It's not even on their radar. There's just some people like it, so what? You got some vegetarians, you got some pot smokers, you got people who like, you know, country music. I mean, it's just everybody can do their thing. They celebrate tolerance, and I think tolerance is worth celebrating.
You know, speaking of the Netherlands, one of the subjects that gets brought up on my show a lot, people are worried about the new guest power, the pass system that they've instituted, you know, the new conservative government and all. How accurate are people's fears that there might not be a cannabis cup or
coffee shops? Maybe I'm just deluding myself, but I think the concerns about that are really overdone. I was just hanging out with people who run coffee shops in Amsterdam, and the national government is pressured by a lot of right-wingers and Christians and Americans and so on to be hard on drugs. Well, they'll say they're going to be hard on drugs, but when push comes to shove, will they be hard on drugs? Now, there's a legitimate case at the border to make marijuana clubs because there's so many people coming in from France and Germany and Belgium, buying up lots of pot and going home, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. But in a city like Amsterdam or Harlem or Utrecht or whatever, the mayors are in favor of coffee shops, and they're going to dig in and defend the freedom of coffee shops. And even if they're not in favor of marijuana, they understand that if they pull back on coffee shops, they're going to have turf wars in the streets, violence and crime. That's what's happening in Copenhagen now, in Christiania. All of a sudden, they tighten up on marijuana and they get murders in the streets for the first time in memory in Copenhagen. Smart drug policy people in Europe know that when you criminalize marijuana, you have more crime. And what the Dutch really believe is that if you have marijuana available in coffee shops, you have less crime on the streets, you can focus on hard drug abuse, and it's just pragmatic harm reduction that is very successful. So, bottom line, I am pretty confident that we will not see a change in coffee shop policy for travelers in Amsterdam. The mayor in Amsterdam is adamant about keeping it free and legal because they don't want people going out in the streets and buying marijuana from criminals.
With that, what they call drug tourism in these border towns, I know I grew up in Idaho where things were very repressive, and we used to have to go to the border town of Ontario, Oregon, just to buy a pipe. So with
and then the kids at Pullman had to go to Idaho to get their beer.
That's right, because the drinking age is 19.
Moscow, that is a big, it's a big, brings a big smile to an American.
In fact, that was the one good thing a Republican ever did for me, was veto that 21 drinking age the first time it came around when I was 19.
Okay, right.
But I wonder, with Washington and Oregon and Colorado working on these legalization proposals, will the conservatives raise the same fear that there's going to be drug tourism from Idaho, from Utah, from Wyoming?
I'm not a very wonkish person about this. There's a lot of little things you could play out in this chess game of what's going to happen after marijuana is legalized. But I've heard that they've got it figured out where it's actually a plus for Washington if people come here to enjoy the coffee shop culture. I don't know if it's going to be good for the economy or bad, but I haven't heard anybody too concerned about it.
All right, final words. I know we want to get busy here at HempFest and have some fun. I-502 is on the ballot. Let's tell the listeners and the viewers here why they need to pass this.
Russ, you introduced me as a supporter of I-502. I am a co-sponsor of I-502.
That's right.
And I have never put so much passion, energy, or money into anything in my whole life. I-502, I'm going to spend 8 days going around the country on a barnstorming tour with Allison Holcomb, who's our leader, and we're going to talk to 20 different audiences all over the state in 8 days. I'm really excited about it. And I'm not, you know, I respect that there are people in the drug reform community that don't think I-502 goes far enough. And, you know, we could have that discussion respectfully. But I'm interested in bringing some common sense and a better understanding about drug policy issues to the population in general. That's my focus. And we're going to talk.
So please, give him a big hand, Radical Russ.
Hey, how y'all you doing? Happy Hemp Fest, everybody. Glad to see you all here. Hey, look, man, my name's Radical Russ Belleville. I'm the Associate Director of Oregon Normal. I'm the Political Director of the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act. I have a talk radio show on XM Satellite called The Russ Belleville Show. I have my own computer consulting business, and I'm the podcaster for Normal. So much for a motivational syndrome. I never worked harder in my life and got paid less. I gave up a big IT career to be here. Why? Because they wanted to drug test me for the big job I was going to get. Six figures, big house, nice car, a theme song on a sitcom, who knows? But at the time I was shaving my head because it's kind of going away. And so they couldn't, they were going to do a hair test. They couldn't take it off of my head. And so I'm like, hey, cool, man. I mean, you buy this hair test right on. And they said, no. We got a way of getting this hair off you. I'm like, oh my God, what? I had to go into an office and have a woman with a single-bladed razor shave my chest and armpit hair for this job. And that was the moment where I said, screw this. This is ridiculous. I'm an American citizen. I deserve the right to work. And if I want to go home and have some marijuana instead of a martini, I should still be able to work. So I want you to think about something here and about what you have to do with this whole movement here. I got 5 minutes to speak here. In the 5 minutes that I'm speaking, seven people will be arrested for marijuana in this country. Seven marijuana arrests in the 5 minutes that I'm here speaking to you. And a lot of times the drugs are, I do the podcast for Normal, right? I'm out at stash.normal.org. If you want to get the news and information of what's happening in the community, check it out at normal.org. And I interview people. I do all these stories day after day after day after day. And what I find is that there's so many people that are misinformed about this issue, especially this year, how we're talking about industrial hemp here at the Seattle Hemp Fest. I hear drug warriors all the time say, we can't legalize industrial hemp. If we were to do that, we'd have no way of being able to detect it. As we fly our helicopters, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference between hemp and marijuana. And I say, try smoking either one of them. You'll figure out the difference. Because hemp is not a drug, people. Hemp is not a drug. We've got a country where the Drug Enforcement Administration is in charge of banning something that's not a drug. I thought that was kind of weird until I started thinking that, well, we have a defense department that often goes on the offense, and we have an interior department that takes care of the outdoors, so I guess it's not too weird, right? But I want you all to get involved in this movement because it's all just these little things you can do that make a difference. And part of it is changing the minds of people, changing the hearts and minds. For so many years, people have been inculcated in this idea that marijuana is this demon reefer, this terrible, dangerous drug that'll lead to heroin. We need to be the ones that educate our family and friends. And don't stand up for all these reefer madness lies that people bring out. You know, I go to these places all the time and hear these stupid, ridiculous things from the drug czar. And I just have to tell them, marijuana's never killed anybody, hemp is not a drug, I have to keep saying it over and over. But you can do that too, you can influence the people that are around you. Part of what we're doing in Oregon, just to give you a little heads up, is we got a thing called the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act. We are going to tax and regulate the sales of marijuana in liquor stores to adults over 21. You want a party, you can go in, get some Bacardi, get yourself a bud, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll check IDs. That's the biggest thing. There are 1 million teenage marijuana dealers in this country. Nobody's checking any IDs in this situation. If you want to protect kids, you regulate it, you tax it. But we're not going to tax and regulate it for people who want to grow their own. If you want to grow your own, it's your own business, it's your own privacy, no license, no registration, no fee, no tax. And we will completely legalize industrial hemp. No, it's regular old crop. You can grow hemp, and we can take all those farms that are going down in Oregon. We can take all those timber jobs with the timber money going away. They can make hemp press board. There's just so many ways that this can make a difference. Last thing I want to tell you is that the way you can make a difference is by calling your Congress. If you got a cell phone, program this number. You ready? This is your Congress. Get your cell phones out. Come on, cell phone. Cell phone. It's 202 224 3121. It's 202-224-3121. That's your Congress. They'll just ask your zip code. They'll send you right through to your representative. Tell them to support H.R. 5843 that would end federal penalties for marijuana possession. 202-224-3121. I'll be down at the Oregon Normal booth on the far side, out in the south side. Thank you all for coming out here to Hemp Fest.
God damn it. Give it up for Radical Russ there. Come on. Come on.
That's all the time we got for today. See you at Hempfest. Until next time, I'm Radical Russ. Take care of each other, tokers.